Just joining us is Jenny Giblin, founder of the Giblin Group, which raises funds and does economic development work across regional New Zealand. Jenny, welcome to the panel.
Kia ora, Wallace.
How's the traffic in Hawke's Bay?
Well, look, it wasn't a traffic jam. It was actually roadworks. So pretty much from Havelock North to Napier, there were roadworks. So sorry about that.
What are they doing? It'll be good for our traffic tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I have no idea what they're doing. I think maybe slightly widening the road. I don't know if they're putting in cycleways or what, but there were a lot of barriers and it was very slow.
Okay. Well, you're here. It's good to have you on. Well, you've just come in time for I've Been Thinking. So, Jenny, would you like to start?
Yeah. So I've been thinking about how great it is that New Zealanders have been discovering the regions post-COVID. So people, they're going to galleries, museums, and restaurants and seeing parts of the country that they've possibly never seen before, which I think is really great. So what's been happening here in Hawke's Bay is we've been running a campaign via Hawke's Bay Tourism, which is called the Baycation Promotion, and we've seen huge numbers of tourists coming into Hawke's Bay, which has been really awesome. So I'm pretty optimistic that this is going to help us really get out of the COVID situation we've been in and help to improve economic development, which is also great.
I think we're going to be talking about that soon, that the regions are faring just a little bit better than some of our main cities like Auckland, Jenny.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's been hugely busy in Hawke's Bay, but also I've been over in Taranaki and that's been really busy and down south. And it's really awesome to see people out and about.
Nice. Okay, Chris Orr, I've been thinking.
I've been thinking about water, Wallace. Was walking down the road in Newmarket yesterday going home and thinking, oh, what a beautiful afternoon, like it is today. Beautiful and still and the sun on my back. And here it is, it's not quite halfway through August, supposed to be winter. And then I was sort of thinking, gee, there's no rain. What's it going to be like next January and February and March when we don't have the water that we have been relying on? That's what I'm thinking about, is it's not raining, the water, it's going to be really tough for Auckland and Aucklanders come the summer when we just don't have the water to be able to do what we want to do.
What are our dams right now? Just above 50% full. Yeah. They were down to 42%. I think they were 58 a week and a half ago.
They should be 80% now.
They should be 80 or 78, that's right, according to last year. But interesting, isn't it? Because, for example, this afternoon in Auckland, it's a beautiful sunny day.
And
it is stunning, and we love that, the sun on our faces. And yet we think, that means no water, no rain.
And that's what I was thinking about. No rain, that means there's no water. So that, you know, it's just going to be really tough. How are they going to restrict it? It's going to be really tough. Unless we can come to an arrangement, let's hope we can, with other sources of water that we can draw on.
And let's not forget, as a person who farms in Hawke's Bay, Jenny, water is absolutely top of mind for you.
Yep, totally. It's not all about the Aucklanders. So, look, we are pretty dry at our place. We went through the drought, which was pretty frightening. We're green, but we don't have a lot of water. And what's worrying is for us going into the spring with dry paddocks, not a lot of feed, and we're sort of getting into lambing now. And, it's really frightening.
Yeah, I think it's right across the country. It's not just here. Yeah. I was just thinking of it from my own personal perspective. But down country, you know, all those farms that we rely on as a country, and the animals in particular.
Yes.
You know, animal husbandry, isn't it? Looking after them. If there's no feed, what do you do?
Well, that's it. And, you know, seeing skinny ewes with lambs at foot's pretty devastating.
Oh. I did hear somewhere that the lambing percentages were down because of that.
Yeah, they have been down in some places. I think Hawke's Bay is about 15% down. I was listening to a vet the other day say that. I think it has been. When we've actually, personally on our farm, we've been fine with our lambing percentage, which is great. I think they're predicting in Hawke's Bay about 250,000 less lambs this year.
Gosh, jolly word.